Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the US electoral map if it was only white males that were allowed to vote. But what I really want to know is why there are so many simps in Portland, both Oregon and Maine. Also, Eastern Oregon and Washington are also deep red. It seems to be only those on the left coast near the water that have fallen victim to the woke mind virus. This just proves to me that mass migration from non-European cities and women's suffrage were the worst two inventions in America. Moving on, here's your typical girl when she cheats and you find out about it. A woman hurts you while crying out in pain. They are never sorry, just sorry they got caught. If women had a collective middle name, it might as well be called playing victim. Trust not a woman when she weeps, for it is her nature to weep when she wants her will. Socrates said that over 2,000 years ago. Women like this one will usually say her cheating is your fault because you didn't give her enough attention. Number three, we have yet another whammy teacher allegedly smashing one of her students. I'm so sick and tired of when they say allegedly. She's guilty, otherwise no one would have accused her. Men, on the other hand, get accused simply because people don't like us. I know what you're thinking, that you wish you had a teacher like that while you were growing up. You probably would have done her and kept your mouth shut as well. But why do guys today keep turning their own female teachers in? Up next, why do I have a really funny feeling about this? In Switzerland, 16 lab-grown brains run the world's first living computer. Looks like we're about to see horrors beyond comprehension. I'm predicting we'll see something like Neuralink connected to human minds in the future, using their mental power to mine Bitcoin or something like that. We were warned about this as children watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Krang, the giant brain trying to take over the world. Number 5, Jonah Hill is unrecognizable in his latest film set. Is his career over? Because I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that I like the fat version of him a lot better. Now he just looks like some random gay guy in a leopard blouse. Either that or an intimidating lesbian. Seeing him like this, all I can think is that he used to be funny, but now he's just a joke. I'm calling in now, he's going to come out as a transgender in 6 months or less. Moving on, Trump posted this and everyone laughed. Now tariffs are destroying Canada's economy and soon we might be begging to join the United States. I think that Carney is doing this intentionally with Trump so that they can actually make a fortune with the merger. America needs Canada's minerals and hydropower up north for data centers. I spoke with friends tonight and we would all have American flags tomorrow if Canada became part of America. Number 7, this guy tells Dave Ramsey that he works 70 to 80 hours a week on his startup, so he doesn't have to work 40 hours at a normal job. Working a normal job surrounded by people you hate feels like 200 hours a week, so it's a no-brainer. You'll work 10 times harder for yourself for far less pay than someone else for more. And the sad thing is that most people don't consider working for yourself as work. They think you're only working if you're suffering under somebody else's employee. Up next, this guy is awesome and probably a genius too. He does 50 to 60 job interviews a day here without hiring anyone, and about half the applicants buy a drink from the vending machine after he encourages them to do so. They probably think that if they spend 10 bucks on a drink, then there's a better chance that they'll get hired. But I have my doubts about this because who would charge that much for drinks? What are they, $10 waters or something? Number 9, here are a whole bunch of Antifa mugshots. I guess now we all know why they all wear their masks. Not to protect their privacy, but to protect the public from vomiting when they see their faces. I'm glad they're so considerate. Here's an actual photo of many Antifa guys and girls they're actually chasing. I first saw scrawny men and gargantuan women at Toronto slut walks back in the day, so yeah, this is pretty accurate. Moving on, people are saying that the impossible is now widespread, with young people in Spain turning to the far right. What do you expect is going to happen when women on the left aren't having kids, and only the people on the right are having them in any significant numbers? Eventually, the right outnumbers the left. Also, I don't really know how far right these people are. They're probably just fed up with the Muslim invaders and voting their nationalist parties to get them out. Number 11, more fun times in Canada. An Indian man won't be deported for spying on a woman that was using his bathroom. He probably argued that in India there's no such thing as privacy, so he thought it was the same in Canada. If he had faced serious prison time instead of just 5 months in jail, he would have been ineligible to apply for permanent resident status. The judge doesn't care about the safety and privacy of Canadian women. He just cares about more jeets. Up next, this woman says that she just turned 31 and wonders if it's over for her. She knows she's beautiful and is just trolling for attention. She's going to look well into her 40s. But it doesn't matter what you look like when you have an empty egg carton. If I were a woman in my 30s with no prospects for marriage and kids, I'd make a whole bunch of embryos with chance and then freeze them. Do the career thing and retire at 50, and then use a surrogate to have the kids and become a mother. We need to normalize that. Number 13 in Poland, a group of drunk men stole a tank and took it for a joyride. And I bet you that they probably won't even be punished for it. Also, if they didn't shoot the cannon at least once, then they're worthless. Maturity is realizing that the more drunk you are, the more courageous and daring you get. But apparently this tank wasn't stolen. The driver owned the tank and was sober and just drove them to the liquor store to get more supplies. Or so the rumor goes. Moving on, this seems to be the way things are going these days. If you're not using dating apps to meet women, then odds are you're not going to meet any of them. The dating apps prioritize looks over everything else, and it's the way that 60 to 70% of the population meet each other these days. You have to have a certain look to be successful on there, and when I've gone on dating apps recently, all the women look like clones of one another. Whatever happened to the variety of female appearance that we had back in the 90s and 2000s? Number 15, all these women weigh 154 pounds, but they all look very different. They look older too, which is probably why they look so different. Younger women look more alike. Anyhow, which one of these would you prefer? I would pick Nikki, age 29, because she's the bustiest, and I like her plain Jane face. Yeah, she's fat, but then so are all the other women except the one that's 6'1". But what I really want to know is why the woman that's 5'5" looks like she's the same height as the woman that's 5'9". Up next is women that made a false rape claim will serve just 14 days in jail. But what I want to know is who in their right mind would even do that to her. She's so unattractive that she has to pay guys to be with her. Maybe the person she's accusing is a Chad that would never be with someone like her, and she's just bitter and trying to ruin his life. She should also receive the same sentence the person she accused would have gotten. Number 17, some guy says that the male fantasy is to become unemployed and find a girl like this from a rich family. I think he forgot to mention that you also need to live in your mother's basement and play video games all day too. Chicks dig that. But seriously, hasn't this person heard of hypergamy before? That women date up and across socioeconomically, and men date down and across. From my experience, the tall, attractive, broke guys can easily land the rich girls. Hypergamy is invalidated with good genes. Moving on, this woman has such a sad story. She got terminal cancer and then she dumped her husband and has slept with almost 200 men. Also, she's never had any kids. Maybe this is a blessing in disguise for her ex-boyfriend. Now he could find a woman to have kids with if he wants. I also don't for a second believe that she's never had an orgasm. If I had to guess, I'd say that's plausible deniability for her doing what she did. Even near death, they still obsess over sex. Number 19, this woman says that she sent her 12-year-old son to school in a dress to combat gender stereotypes, and now he doesn't want to go to school anymore. Of course not. You put him through a humiliation ritual so that you can virtue signal. Imagine how much her son is going to hate her for trying to turn him into a girl as a kid. Someone needs to call Child Protective Services on her. Her son was probably teased because he had a bulge eye under his dress. Up next, I understand why she's running away from that Jeet, but what I want to know is why the hell is he running through the mud? I don't know about you, but I think that mud doesn't exactly smell like mud, if you know what I mean. All I have to say is good luck to Japan, because by the looks of it, they're going to need it. Japan is one of the cleanest nations on Earth, and India is one of the dirtiest. It's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. Number 21, meet Melanie Jolie, a Canadian politician behind Bill C-8, where she could kick you off the internet and you can't even tell anyone that you've been kicked off, because that's part of the law if it passes. So the Canadian government will be able to censor its critics and then censor them from talking about being censored. If they do that to me, let's see if they can censor me from talking about it in Serbia or the United States. This is why you need multiple passports. Moving on, here's another crazy case in Canada where a Jeet ended his mother and daughter with his truck. He tried to flee Canada, and when you import the third world, you get the third world. If this had happened in the United States, you know this would have made national headlines and sparked mass outrage. He was arrested in Toronto's airport trying to flee the country. Maybe we should take passports away from Jeets so they can't go back to India if they are released on bail. Number 23, another crazy story about Canada, but this one is in the UK, where they're talking about how organ harvesting in the woke Canadian dystopia means that Canada needs to help its citizens cure their depression, instead of offering to end themselves instead. But reporters in the UK calling Canada woke dystopia is like the pot calling the kettle black. don't they have an up-and-coming dystopian digital ID to track everything that people are doing on the internet? Up next, someone says that this is every father's worst nightmare. I don't know, because with the looks of those two fine gentlemen, I'm guessing that their fathers would approve. As for the white girls, I'm sure their fathers would be grateful to be grandfathers holding up little Aiden and little Ray Ray for the first time. Then again, on second thought, it's going to be tough marrying off these women after that to some beta bucks. So their fathers might have to foot the bill for little Aiden's education before he starts a career in GTA. Number 25 looks to me like Sabrina Carpenter is a catfish. So don't be fooled out there, all of you simps. Looks like the Photoshop wizards also got rid of her dimples too. In all honesty, most women after 22 or 23 are done with regards to the looks if they don't use makeup. Makeup is like taking expired fish and making a tasty fish stew out of it. But once the wall hits, there's no recipe to make them tasty again. When was this butterface ever attractive? I don't know. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.